Dan and Dave at breakfast on Radio City.
Loads of calls coming through this morning for the weird and wonderful things you've done for a few quid. It's after I'm a Celebrity kicked off, and we're thinking surely it's the money incentive that's getting these celebs to sit in a box with a rat on the face.
Stop saying that to
me. I will, I'm sorry.
So the calls get through thick and fast. Who's there now? Hello?
Jet.
Jet, as in gladiators?
That's the one.
is your name actually Jet?
Yes, it's Jet.
What a great name. On your birth certificate, it says Jet.
It's Jet.
What's it short for? I know this is not what we're talking about this morning, but I'm really intrigued. What's Jet short for? Is it just...
It's just Jet.
I love it. This morning we're chatting about the craziest thing you've done for money. I'm not going to lie to you, you sound like a bit of a crazy person anyway. So what have you done for money then, lovely?
Oh, God. It's more the naughtiest thing I've done for money.
Oh, this is going to be good, Jet.
Yeah, can we take her number? Because she's coming on the show again.
It really is the naughtiest thing. And I beg forgiveness from Liverpool now, but never mind, I'll tell you. I was married to an absolute git for years and years and years. And I had the five children with him, and they were only very, very young. And he was that bad, I either wanted to bury him under the patio or divorce him.
Okay. So here we go with this, Jess. What did you do to him?
I decided I was going down the divorce path, and he wouldn't give me a divorce. And anyway, to cut a massive story short, I found out he had a girlfriend as well. So he was living the high life, and I was skint with these five children.
Yeah.
So he was always sending me, like, saucy messages and things. So I thought this day, it was coming up for Christmas, and I was skint. I was working all the hours, but I was still skint. So I thought, I'm not going to be able to pay for Christmas. So I thought, right, I'm gonna play it him at his own game. So I sent him a saucy text telling him I'd always had a fantasy about being a cool girl, you know, a high-class cool girl.
Right.
Anyway, he fell for it hook, line, and sinker. So he set up this date. And he was going to come and see me as a high-class call girl. So I went down to this a well-known lingerie shop, and I got myself all gorgeous, had my hair extensions in, I was tangoed with my tan, I looked gorgeous. And he turned up at the door, and anyway, I got him absolutely sloshed. I billed him £1,000, and while he was sloshed, I actually put a pen in his hand. And I actually used his hand, and I signed all the divorce papers with his own hand, and I signed all the properties over to myself. So I've lived happily ever after since.
So basic.
So the, let's just confirm, the craziest thing you've done for money is fraud.
But you know what? I absolutely hated him, and it was better than burying him under the patio.
Is that the police on the way? I think it might be.
Part of me really hopes you're making this up and this is a joke, but the other half of me wants to just give you a big round of applause.
Swear to God, I got my £1,000.
The thing is, though, Jet, if your name was Karen, right, you probably would have got away with this story, but you've told us your name's Jet. And
you know what? I don't care. I hate him, and I've lived it happily ever after since. Okay. Yeah, so that was the naughtiest thing about
it. Well, that is the craziest thing someone's ever done for money. We're not going to top that, but and I hope prison food tastes nice. Have a great day. Cheers, Jet.
Thanks. Bye, everyone. Have fun. Bye.
Weekdays from 6 till 10. Radio.